Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for your help in just putting across the understanding and the experiences I've had with your words here in Psalm 103, Father God. Thank you for your help. Inspire, motivate, and lift up in Jesus' name. Amen. Greetings, family. I'm just going to share something, a little part of my testimony and also the testimony that I experienced and in prison ministry in Paulsmoor, where the psalm became very real to me. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for your help. Here in verse 13, 12, as far as the east is from the west, so far as he removed our transgressions for us. That was something beautiful that I got just as I got born again, because I had a horrible past of disobedience, you know, and so I embraced that right at the beginning. But and yeah, 3 years before that, I had an accident, and people were killed in that car accident, and then there was a pending case of manslaughter, and that was just carrying on. But from that accident, that made me realize I need to change my life. So I try to change my life myself by making good decisions. I couldn't. The good I wanted to do, I couldn't do. And then I surrendered to the Lord. So I embraced that at the beginning of my walk, you know, that now I'm a new creation. That person, the son of disobedience, is dead now. And about a year, I'm not sure when, later, it started bothering me, because it was like a skeleton in the cupboard, something terrible. And when it bothered me, I phoned up, and yeah, to cut a long story, and that day they had found the other guy that was riding with me. It was two of us. They didn't know who was driving. It was my vehicle, but they had got him, and the court case had come up. So I phoned them, and they said, well, they've got Carl now. The court case is in Middelburg. And then they told me to be there, but then they came and arrested me. But God had prepared me for all that. And to cut a long story short, I first couldn't understand, you know, that why has this come up? I mean, my sins are taken as far as the east is from the west. But I perceived later, with observation, it's so that something terrible could just be taken out, and a wonderful testimony could come. And the testimony was that we were declared not guilty, and that was taken away. But more than that, I had assault, a criminal jury assault and trespasses cases that they could have nailed me with. I had a Palamun poaching cases they could have nailed me with. But all that was just wiped away. So this was a wonderful promise that I experienced in my life. So later on, starting the prison ministry, this was a big reality to me. And I remember sharing it with two guys that had a whole lot of court cases against them, you know. And at the end of the day, these guys just stayed in prison. Their court case never came, and they were just more or less rotting in prison. And only later I perceived the same psalm. I went and I looked and I saw, ooh, this promise of your sins is taken as far as the east is from the west. Who is it for? And I saw David's heart. It wasn't a guy that was sitting with one foot in the world, or one foot in doing bad things, and then other foot trying to claim he's a Christian and trying to claim the promises, but he's playing around. He was totally dedicated. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. And then I started perceiving, you know, when you are not committed to this new covenant, this new creation, this path of goodness, what's going to happen? You're going to pick up the things of the past again, and so you can't go forward. So it was that I've shared before, with what a great reality it was when I realized about this godliness, this goodness, this inheritance, this favor of God upon our lives. And all I knew is my sins was a bad thing, so I just wanted that taken away. But then I perceived that for that to be taken away, you have to have the better thinking, better understanding, and holding on to good things, and that elevates you out of and into the goodness of God, and out of these lies and deception that you partook of and believed in the past. And with these guys, I later found out they were deceptive, they were lying. So Christianity was just, or like this promise, take away my sins as far, was just something they were holding on to, but their nature hadn't changed, their commitment hadn't changed, and so they didn't get far with this. But then I saw met other brothers. It was one guy that was with me in Disciples, and then his past caught up to him, and we were right next to Paul Smith at that time in the Ark ministry, and he landed up in jail. And then there was another guy, Augustus Chang, a Chinaman, that prayed that he meets a Christian because he wants to know about Jesus. And then Anthony Pauls landed up with him. And then the two of them would come to my meetings. I would, share with them. And there I challenged them, God wants you out of here. And even the devil will want you out of here if you start serving him in spirit and in truth, because you will make you influence everyone here, because this is like the pits of hell. But the God invaded the pits of hell himself, and his presence and his goodness can invade this prison when he's got people that stand for him. So you can enjoy his presence and his provision. And then God helped me to put together the salvation plan, a plan to put into action every day. And these guys, man, they were in maximum in Portsmouth. They changed that whole situation there. They people that were never coming out of jail, full of tattoos, took hold of the Lord there because of the sincerity, and then the presence of God, and the confirmation, just like David, bless the Lord, O my soul, forget not all his benefits, and to totally be committed, spirit, soul, and body. So they had a powerful testimony. And I remember after about a year, I was having a meeting, and then they said, and then the wardens came in, and they said, is Augustus here? I said, yeah. I said, is it good news? I said, yes. And then I heard later on he was released and he was pardoned. He was actually framed. He's a millionaire that was framed and by the secret police, and they were trying to just steal all his money. But that guy found the Lord. He grew strong with the Lord in the midst of that darkest hell, you can say, is for prison. But there, with the goodness of Lord, he shone like a light, and he knew his sins were taken away, and he's just saw it as an opportunity to know God and know Him better. And both him and Anthony Pauls, they were two working together. They were beautiful testimony of the goodness of the God of God in the land of the living, and even in that hellhole. And then there was another guy, Trevor Bierkus. I met him there at prison, would minister to him, and he was a sincere believer at one time. And then he fell into deception, And that guy, he went to court about some cases, but that he came. And he wanted his whole dedication was to walk with God in integrity on a straight road, no more playing around. And he in the court, he told them things that they didn't even know about. He opened up everything of where what bad things that he's done. And the magistrate, everyone was amazed and that there. But it turned out he got a sentence that was very minor, And then the last I heard from him, he said that they're moving him closer to Durban, to be by his family. And he just thanked me. I haven't met him since. But so you just got these examples of guys that just want to, use scripture, but don't want to dedicate their lives. And then you got the wonderful picture of people that's dedicating their lives. And praise God that I didn't. I was willing to go and minister in the prison, if that's what God called me for. But he didn't. But then there's got these guys and that used the opportunity to bring the light and the goodness of heaven into the hellhole of prisons, and made a big impression and then I trust saved many people. So be encouraged, guys. It's, the goodness of the Lord is to be taken hold of, pushed into, and not one foot in the world, one foot in the kingdom, both feet in the kingdom, committed to the goodness of God, committed to the extension of his kingdom. Amen. Be blessed as you arise and shine in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord, that you fight for us. Thank you that you are faithful and a promise keeper. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.